ICE to deport Russian illegal alien involved in fatal truck crash. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 15, 2026. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arrested and is seeking to deport a Russian national who was behind a semi-truck crash in 2024 that led to the death of one person. ICE officials arrested Georgi Gabiev, a criminal illegal alien, who illegally came into the United States in 2022, on June 9 in Brooklyn, New York, according to a press release from the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Gabiev's arrest comes after Tim Turnovsky, a semi-truck driver, was struck by Gabiev's pickup truck on March 5, 2024, after Gabiev failed to obey a stop sign. While driving his truck, Gabiev had been watching a video about how to learn English on his iPad. Gabiev was reported to have served 120 days in jail after pleading guilty to criminal vehicular homicide. "This illegal alien had no business being in our country and on our roadways," Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen said in a statement. "If it weren't for the Biden administration's open border policies, this tragedy would never have happened, and Tim would still be alive." Gabiev, whom the Biden administration released after entering the nation illegally, will remain in ICE custody pending removal proceedings, according to the press release. Gabiev ended up being charged with criminal vehicular homicide and reckless driving, the Minnesota Star Tribune reported at the time. At the time, a Minnesota state trooper who arrived on scene after the accident saw a semi-trailer truck on its side and engulfed in flames. While at the scene, the state trooper also looked at Gabiev's truck and saw an iPad that was still playing a video, according to the outlet. A state trooper sent to the intersection of Highway 7 and County Road 4 arrived shortly after 5 p.m. and saw a semi-trailer truck on its side and engulfed in flames. Medics declared Turnovsky dead at the scene. The trooper walked over to Gabiev's pickup, looked for insurance documents inside and saw an iPad near the center console below the front dash that was still playing a YouTube video. ICE's arrest of Gabiev comes as Senator Adam Schiff, DCA, Senator Alex Padilla, DCA, and Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, among other lawmakers, issued a letter to Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy calling for the Department of Transportation to restore $160 million in FY 2027 National Highway Performance Program funds to California. The funding was reported to have been withheld after the state delayed canceling roughly 17,000 commercial driver's licenses, CDLs, according to a press release from Schiff.